Burgum, Travesty of Justice if Trump Convicted in NY Trial. By Pam Key on May 5, 2024. Governor Doug Burgum, RND, said Sunday on CNN's State of the Union that it would be a travesty of justice if former President Donald Trump were convicted in the New York Business Records trial. Anchor Jake Tapper said, according to polling, a plurality of the American people think that President Trump did commit a crime when it comes to this case, and if you add in those who think it was unethical, but not illegal, it's a vast majority. Let me just ask you, if Donald Trump becomes a convicted felon because of this case, will that affect your support for him for president? Burgum said, well, if he becomes a convicted felon in this case, that's just a travesty of justice, because as I just had, when you've got a business filing error, that is for something that was again. It's not illegal to pay people for non-disclosure agreements, that happens all the time. I'm sure this network and others have done that. So that's not illegal. And then you've got again to trying to do this, and the only reason this trial is happening right now, it's the only one that could actually be brought forward. The other four couldn't be brought, the other three of the four couldn't be brought forward before the election. So this one is largely intended to try to achieve a result before the election. He added, then you can be assured, as Americans would know, that any kind of appeal would be pushed until after the election. So that's why everybody sees this as politically motivated. And like I said, filing error is not something that would affect any American people that are trying to put food on the table and gas in the car. It doesn't affect check them. So this is why the outcome of this trial is not going to change a lot of people's minds. It might actually, in some ways, help President Trump, because it reinforces the idea that the Biden administration is willing to use lawfare to try to attack a political opponent. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.